Manx Radio's update with Dave Moore.
The time is 5 o'clock. You're listening to Manx Radio. I am Dave Moore, and this is Update. Welcome to the programme. Half an hour of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus Manx sport, business, travel updates, along with the newsmakers in person. Coming up, the Treasury Minister responds to Chamber of Commerce claims about the forthcoming minimum wage. A number of motorists are feeling deflated after their cars suffered punctures on a stretch of road in Douglas. Plus, small parcels still can't be sent to the US despite the same restriction being lifted in the UK and Guernsey. That's all coming up in the next half hour. But first of all, the update news headlines with Siobhan Fletcher. Fastamai.
The steam packet company has cancelled all of tomorrow's sailings as a red weather warning for significant coastal overtopping has been issued. Major volumes of water and debris are expected on exposed areas and gusts of up to 65 miles per hour. The Chamber of Commerce says the 9.9% rise to the minimum wage due in April amounts to a national crisis. It warns the increase could have a devastating effect on the island's economy, leading to job losses and business closures on a scale not seen since the COVID pandemic. Here's Treasury Minister Alex Allanson.
It's absolutely right that we give people a decent wage for a decent day's work. The Chamber of Commerce have some doubts about how we get there.
Trade Union Unite says there's still no authorised pay offer from Bus Vanin after nearly a year of talks. It claims the only idea put forward would require drivers to give up long-standing conditions to fund their own pay. And Alissimo, the Onken-based food firm, has decided against selling and will instead expand into the north of the island. Its catering arm Appetites will also continue trading as the business doubles down on its future. Turning to the international news, Sir Keir Starmer says negotiations to end the war between Ukraine and Russia are at a critical stage as he hosts Vladimir Zelensky in Downing Street. The US is urging Ukraine to accept its peace deal despite concerns that the measures heavily favour Moscow. Mr. Zelensky says it's crucial they keep the Americans on side, though.
Things which are very important for today, I think unity between Europe and Ukraine, and also unity between Europe, Ukraine and the United States. There are some things which we can't manage without Americans.
Former footballer Joey Barton has been handed a 6-month suspended prison sentence for sending grossly offensive social media posts. And this year's Golden Globes nominees have been announced. All lead stars from Adolescence are up for awards, as well as Sir Gary Oldman for his show, Slow Horses. They're your headlines. We'll have your news in full at 6.
Siobhan. Dry this evening, but rain will arrive around or shortly after midnight. This becoming persistent and heavy. Surface water flooding likely late in the evening and at first tomorrow morning, and winds will also increase to become strong later in the night. A very wet start tomorrow, standing water on many roads. The rain will clear away later in the morning, sunny intervals for the afternoon. However, the south or southwest winds will increase to reach gale or severe gale force, peaking around early afternoon with gusts 55 to 65 miles an hour before slightly decreasing later in the day. Significant coastal overtopping will occur near the time of high tide, which is around 25 past 2 in the afternoon. And top temperatures should be around 14 Celsius, ostensibly very mild. And in terms of the outlook, isolated showers and sunny intervals on Wednesday with strong southwest winds.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbridge Trading Estate.
At Zed's Bedding, we know spills, pets and kids can be tough on mattresses. Our waterproof or quilted protectors shield against everyday mess while adding comfort. Simple, effective mattress protection. Clean, fresh and longer lasting. At Zed's Bedding Ramsey.
If you run a small business or just need more room in the back, Filshore Vehicles has the perfect van or light commercial for all your needs and can sort out any finance. Based in the Tremode Estate, view filshorevehicles.im or call 49 51 49.
Visit Ramsey Art Gallery for a fabulous range of top brand watches and stunning gold and silver jewellery, gifts for all occasions, and of course our gallery of prints and original artworks. Find all this and more at Ramsey Art Gallery Jewellers and Engravers, opposite the RNLI shop.
Corkhill Storage, Corkhill Storage. Call Corkhill Removals and Storage today. We'll store your goods day after day. Safe and secure around the clock. When it comes to storage, we do the lots. Click CorkhillRemovals.com.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Well, let's begin the programme tonight by looking at that red weather warning. And joining me now live from the Met Office is forecaster Colin Gartside. First of all, Colin, who sets the red warning? Who declares it a red warning?
We do, Dave. Up to us, really. We're in charge of that. So after it crosses a certain threshold, that's when we measure it.
Okay, so what does exactly, what does a red warning mean? We have an amber warning, which is like heavy rain, etc. Is red warning, is that a threat to life? Is it that severe?
Well, yeah, it can be, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Certainly tomorrow, we've got a red warning for coastal overtopping, and if you're in those areas, there's definitely a risk of life, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, in terms of with storms, this is Storm Bram, I think it's called.
Yep.
And so, I mean, we had a storm not that long ago. Was it Storm Dave? I think I can't remember now, but there was a recent storm. How will this compare?
Well, it is red for coastal overtopping. It's only amber and yellow for other factors. For the heavy rain is an amber warning, so that's going to be pretty bad as well. I think it's quite a high potential for some flooding later on tonight and first thing tomorrow, so that could be quite an issue for some places. So that's going to be something that could cause some trouble tomorrow morning too. I think for the wind, it's not particularly bad. Maybe one or two trees brought down, but certainly in terms of wind strength, we could see a lot higher. But the potential for winds can get a lot higher than what they're going to be tomorrow, even though it's going to be a very windy day.
I'm going to ask you a really deaf question now. Is this storm season? Or is it storm season all year round?
Absolutely not. This is right in the middle of storm season. This is peak storm season. Yeah, it can't be any more storm season, really, is it? November, December, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And when can we expect these storms to kind of start dying down and being less common?
We can still get them right through to early part of spring, but certainly the highest frequency is at this time of year. You've got the contrast between really warm air in the tropics and the very cold air near the poles, and that's what sets them off. That's what causes them to happen.
And just one final question, Colin. There's no chance that maybe this might move and avoid the Isle of Man. Is this definitely going to hit?
100%, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Colin, down at the Met Office, thank you right here on Update. So we continue. The Chamber of Commerce claims the 9.9% minimum wage increase set to come into effect in April represents a national crisis. The business organisation says it will have a devastating impact on the island's economy that could cause job losses and business closures on a scale not seen since the COVID pandemic. Sean Cowper has the details.
In an open letter to the Council of Ministers, all members of Tynwald and the media, the Chamber is urging government to pause and review the proposed increase and reassess its economic, fiscal and employment impacts. Chamber President Claire Watterson said Chamber and the wider business community have been warning about the impact of such a big increase for over a year. Without intervention, this increase risks doing the opposite of what is intended. Instead of helping low-paid workers, it could lead to many of them losing their jobs. The challenge is now to set up a wage rate that protects the livelihoods of employees while keeping businesses open. We urge government to work with us immediately on a solution that protects jobs, sustains businesses, and supports the long-term health of the economy. She added, Chamber recognises the importance of fair wages and a sustainable labour market. We also support the long-term principle of aligning the minimum wage to 66% of median earnings. However, our position expressed in July before Tynwald voted on the increase, and it remains unchanged today. This methodology can only work if it's based on the private sector median, not the merged economy-wide median. The Chamber goes on to say the impact of the 9.9% minimum wage increase from next April is likely to have a devastating impact on business and the economy. It says while employers support measures to raise incomes for low-paid employees, a much better approach would be to reduce the tax burden and other financial pressures they face. Chamber, along with its members and supporters from a broad cross-section of the business community, is calling for the following immediate actions. It asks for a pause and review, for the reinstatement of close engagement with the Minimum Wage Committee, a review of the Praxis report and related government analysis, the adopting of a clearer long-term methodology, reinstatement of youth brackets and support for small and medium enterprises.
Now, this morning on Manx Radio Breakfast, Treasury Minister Alex Allenson gave this response.
In terms of their asks, as I've said, we have paused, we have reflected, we have changed position over the last 18 months. This you're quite right, in October, Tim, well, this was passed. The bit of legislation, because the minimum wage is a statutory payment, was passed by Timwald. Government have obviously responded to that, and we are going along with the will of Timwald, which dates back to the Poverty Committee. It's absolutely right that the people who are working on this island get a decent wage. One of the issues that Treasury has been struggling with is working people's poverty, and we know you've previously done interviews with the food bank, and quite a few of the people there are still working but not earning enough to actually provide for their families. It's absolutely right that we have the ability on this island to give people a decent wage for a decent day's work. And I think that's what all of us want. The Chamber of Commerce have some doubts about how we get there. But again, it's been one of the main policies of this administration to try to increase the standard of living for all people working here, whether they're on high wages or relatively low wages.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A number of motorists say they're having to replace tyres after hitting a metal edge on Braddon Road near roadworks this weekend. A breakdown and recovery business, Manx Automobile Assistance, says it was called out 8 times, while Manx Radio understands another company was called out to the same spot 13 times. One motorist, Claire Losh, says she was left with 2 flat tyres, while another motorist says he also lost 2 tyres, which amounts to over £700. The contractor, Paul Carey & Sons, has declined to comment. Hartford Homes and the Department of Infrastructure have been contacted, and both confirm motorists would need to contact the contractor. This motorist, who's asked to remain anonymous, says he drives through the road about 4 to 5 times a week.
So I have to go through there incredibly slowly. I've got a Mercedes that's got very low profile tyres. I even saw last night that somebody put a post up on Facebook saying they've got their tyre. I thought, oh my God, I better take extra caution because I'm going up there this evening to pick my wife up. So I did take extra precaution. And the very, very last manhole cover before you go out towards Nobles, I went over it very slowly and then suddenly, bang, and I could hear it. I even went a slightly different angle than normal because I thought, well, I'll try and clear it. If I go over nice and evenly, it'll be fine. And then by the time I got to Nobles, the tyre thing on the dashboard went run flat, come up, and it said, look, you know, your tyre's going down. So I managed to get back to where I live very quickly. And yes, not ideal. So I've emailed the company who's doing the construction, and I've emailed the DOI as well, just to make sure. I did get an email back this morning from the company who are doing the construction. So just to say that they'd be in touch. But that's as far as it's got. So not ideal, really. Whether the rain had washed out the tarmac, but the thing is, you'd expect it to be in such a way, because I think they built the tarmac up to sort of smooth off the edges of the raised manholes. But the trouble is with that is that the amount of traffic that goes through there every day, that will fail at some stage, and obviously just happened to be Sunday it failed, which unfortunately there's been quite a few people.
How does this set you back ahead of the festive season?
The thing is, I still have to take my wife to Nobles every day, so it's that's going to be a cab now, so she's until I can get this car sorted out. So if it's a tyre, it'd be dealt with today, but if it's an alloy, I've got a funny feeling it's going to be at least a couple of weeks before I can get that organised, because getting parts for this car on this island is very difficult. I've been here a year now, and I absolutely adore the place. It's a wonderful place, but I came from Wales, and in Wales, the roads are super smooth. There's a massive difference. The only thing I can compare it to is Kent. And Kent in the southern part of the UK, that's just the same. It's the amount of traffic that goes over the roads. And everyone keeps digging it up and moving things and putting new pipes down. But here, I didn't expect it over here, to be honest. But yeah, you do get some roads, you're thinking, my word, you know, it's... these are bad, you know. But I suppose, you know, it's money, isn't it? I suppose money's got to come in to pay to get them repaired. But as long as it gets resolved properly and people get the damage paid, it's not a problem. But if it had been the government's road and it had happened, there'd be a process to claim and you'd be paid out, I'd have thought. But, you know, I'm just hoping this company is going to be honourable about it. I think that's quite important. It'd send a big message out to the island if they weren't.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres.
And we'll go to sea first, and the Manxman is due in to Douglas at 5:45. Down at the airport, it's all looking good. We have departures going at 5:20 to Dublin with Aer Lingus. Liverpool Loganair is at 6:40, that's on time. Gatwick EasyJet service at 7:20 is also showing us on time. And if they're going out on time, then they're coming in on time as well. Manchester Loganair due in at 6:05. London Gatwick EasyJet in at 7:10. London City Loganair service is arriving at 8:10. And the Liverpool Loganair flight is coming in at 8:30 as well.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres. Call Quayside Tyres on 664417 to book your free vehicle's winter check so your vehicle is safe for you and other road users.
Small parcel services from the Isle of Man to the United States remain suspended despite the same restrictions being lifted in the United Kingdom and Guernsey. Christian Jones has this report.
The Isle of Man Post Office has confirmed that services for sending goods from the island to the US remain unavailable as they have been since the end of August. This follows changes introduced by the United States government without prior notice to the rules for posting goods into the US. These are items weighing less than 2 kilograms with a maximum value of $800. Under the new regulations, duty must be paid in advance and detailed electronic customs data must be submitted before parcels leave the sending country. The Isle of Man Post Office says they've begun taking steps to reinstate the service and is working closely with Royal Mail on the significant system changes to meet these updated requirements. However, they say given the scale and complexity of these changes, services will not resume in time for this year's Christmas posting period. Elsewhere, Guernsey Post has undertaken the necessary requirements and reinstated the service to the States last Thursday, along with Royal Mail, which is also sending these goods from the United Kingdom. The Isle of Man Post Office adds there is no impact on letters to the United States, which continue to be accepted and delivered as usual.
Christian Jones with that report. Schemes to help first-time buyers in the island get a first step on the housing ladder are the subject of a new public consultation which has been launched by government's housing agency. It runs until January the 15th. It seeks views on a range of planned amendments aimed at improving affordability and accessibility for those looking to buy their first home. Infrastructure Minister Dr. Michelle Hayward has been talking to Simon Richardson and admits the process is long overdue.
That's part of the problem. I remember taking part in a Tim Wall debate maybe 2 or 3 years ago about where these schemes were and what the threshold levels and income levels were around them and requesting a change and then pressure of other work. It's not been updated for a while and it's well overdue now.
What are the changes? What are the measures under consideration as part of the consultation?
As part of the consultation, we're looking at the income thresholds that allow people to access these schemes, and we're looking at what the prices are for the properties that they can include in the scheme. Those discounted purchase prices are, you know, increasingly out of touch with where house builders can actually build to as well. So we need something that is fit for where we are now and fit for our current economic circumstances. And we've seen the rate of inflation goes high. Off the back of that, usually the wage negotiations, the pay negotiations, that pushes wages higher, and then that tips people over a threshold. And we should still be recognising there's a section of our society that will absolutely welcome this support, and we need to make that so that we can get as much access as possible.
Looking through the provisions, one of them, which may raise a few eyebrows, was the proposal to reduce residency requirements for people who've arrived recently on the island and have committed to stay here. I suppose some people might make such a commitment and then a few months down the line possibly could change their minds. What kind of safeguards can be built into such a system?
Yes, the schemes apply to whoever's on one of those schemes. If they're going to sell that property within a certain period, there will be paybacks. But actually, just to reinforce that this scheme, it effectively works like a loan. It doesn't cost government anything to run this scheme. It's just there to make it more affordable for people to get into housing. And so I don't think there's any risk necessarily to the length of residency. And people's life circumstances can change, whether they were lifetime resident here or whether they recently arrived. Life circumstances should change, and anyone going into one of these supported schemes should be aware of the consequences if there's a change in their circumstances, what that will mean for them in terms of whether they're having to pay back any of the money or not.
One thing that hasn't happened in the past, and you mentioned this just before we started the interview, was the index linking of this kind of support. And that's something I think you're considering.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've recently seen that we've come out about the public sector rents and index linking those to CPI. So there is a routine mechanism there by which rents will be uplifted to match the costs, basically. And what we're looking to do is the same sort of mechanism in here, that there's an index link that means that those income thresholds and the discounted purchase prices automatically upgrade. So we'll have a look at where they're pitched to make sure that they're doing what we anticipate those schemes should do, and that giving the access levels that we anticipate are appropriate.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A new repair and restoration drop-in scheme for things such as furniture and other household items has reopened at a recycling and waste centre in the east of the island. The three-month pilot is being trialled at the Eastern Civic Amenity site. Amy Griffiths has voiced this report from the BBC.
It's a collaboration between the facility and local charities Live at Home and Northern Men in Sheds, an initiative seeking to reduce male loneliness on the island. The scheme will attempt to repair old furniture, household items and garden tools, with electrical items possibly included in the future. Those behind the venture said it was an antidote to the throwaway culture of modern life on the island. The sheds located at the ECAS have previously housed a similar scheme where residents could find and reuse items destined for the scrap heap. The new initiative would see photographs of items left at the site sent to volunteers to determine if they could be repaired or restored. Run by Douglas Council, the ECAS is managed by a joint committee of five local authorities, Onchan, Douglas, Braddon, Garth and Santon. Committee Chairman and Garth Commissioner Tim Kenyon said the new scheme built on the previous success of the similar initiative at the site. Karen Winter of the Live at Home scheme, which runs the Men in Sheds projects, said that there was genuine excitement after an expression of interest for skilled craftspeople to work as part of the initiative was announced earlier this year. She added the scheme would enable items with remaining reuse value to be restored and given a new lease of life, which was both environmentally responsible and socially beneficial.
You're listening to Update on Manx Radio. The owner of Cool's Dairy hopes by ending its milk delivery service, they can focus on the farm's day-to-day operations. It's provided the service for the past 75 years, but it will come to an end at the end of January 2026. All of the milk it produces will be supplied directly to Isle of Man Creamery. Juan Hargreaves says it's a sad day, but is confident with the service provided by the creamery.
Not a decision taken lightly, you know, so in one way it's took a long time to come to it, but a busy farm, kept it going for a long time now. My background was just starting as a kid, 7-year-old, jumping on the back of the milk truck, and it was the milk van that we, you know, would go a bit further each day, and then I ended up going to the farm at 10 years old. So it's a bit of a end of an era in that sense, because I've ended up buying the business with my wife. So yeah, end of an era in a way, but it's exciting as well because we can concentrate on the farm a bit more, which is where the biggest passion is. It's still viable to do financially, but it didn't seem to be too much difference in we're planning on milking a few more cows, and that would bridge that gap between the difference, you know, of stopping doing it or milking the same amount of cows. So we just milk a few more cows and focus on doing that, and that will be good for our business going forward. Milk rounds comes with a lot of hassle, really, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, and the customers are not a nuisance at all, but you know, we got staff there that work. There's three staff that work from the dairy, and they obviously have to have holidays and sick days, so I have to cover that. I don't begrudge begrudge them having holidays, contrary to popular belief of my wife, but I've got to do that work as well as doing my normal work. So it takes a lot of my time, and I always compare it to spinning plates. You know, by the time of first plate spin, I've got down to the sixth one, I've got to go back to the first one to get it going again. So it was just more of a thing of dividing my time a little bit too much in the end.
And it's not that people on the island won't be able to get any Cool's Dairy Milk anymore. They will still be able to get it. It's just that it's going to be under the Isle of Man Creamery banner completely now, isn't it? Even though you were supplying them quite a lot anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, that's it. We supplied them with 80% of our milk anyway. So we take what we need for the milk rounds, and then the tanker would come each day and take the rest for processing for their own milk or cheese, cream, butter, etc. And that has changed over the years. When I come into the business, we're only supplying them with really a third of our surplus milk, and the rest was going the milk round. But we've just grown the business over time and it's evolved. So we're just taking this different route, really.
And now here with the sport is Darren Timson.
First of May, Peel have made it to the Railway Cup final at the weekend after beating Laxey. A first-half hat-trick from Thomas Brown and Samuel Kennock with the others saw the Westerners run out 4-1 winners. They now have to wait a week to find out their opponents after the other fixture between Corinthians and Onchan was called off due to a waterlogged pitch. Meanwhile, there are only four league games on Saturday due to the bad weather. In the Arden and Drogon Division 2, Rycott put 10 goals past Maloo as Colby saw off Douglas and District. St Mary's beat Onchan in the combination 1 with Carterton and Douglas Royal drawing 3-all in combination 2. On Sunday, Peel thrashed Douglas Royal 10-1 in the Canada Live Women's Todd Lick Cup, and Rochon also put in a dominant display with a 7-0 win over Union Mills. On to FC Isle of Man, who drew with Earlham at the weekend to continue the club's poor run of form in the North West Counties Football League. The Ravens had to settle for a point after Earlham's Mason Everton scored a last-minute equaliser. In rugby, Douglas have slipped to fourth in the Regional 2 North West. The Manx side lost 30-28 to West Park, which knocked them off the top step. Isle of Man athlete David Malarkey has finished second in a 4.737-mile race in the US. Competing in the Manchester Road Race in Connecticut, Malarkey missed out on the win by only 4 seconds. And finally, Manx hockey star Sienna Dunn is currently captaining the England under-21s women in the team's quarter-final against the Netherlands in the Junior Women's World Cup. England are currently losing 2-0.
Thank you, Darren. And that is it for updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thank you to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher. Following this programme, it's Agenda from 5.30 till 6. And if you have a comment on the news agenda, a story you think we should be covering, or just want to say hello from near or far, email update at manxradio.com. And the stories you've heard on this programme, much more Manx news, plus interviews, podcasts, and the web's biggest source of Manx videos are all at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. So it's always worthwhile giving Manx Radio a like on Facebook, following us on X, and you subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. That's it from myself, Dave Moore. All being well, I'll be back again with update at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Don't forget that red weather warning. From me, it's goodbye.
Love our aircon on a hot day, but did you know that in autumn your car's aircon dehumidifies your car for clearer visibility? The aircon experts, Quayside Tire and Service Centre, offer a complimentary aircon check. So book now. Call into Quayside on South Quay Industrial Estate. Visit our Facebook page or call 66 4417 to arrange your free aircon check by expert aircon technicians. Quayside.
'Twas the run-up to Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring except a scammer with a mouse. Creating fake websites with deals too good to be true, like 75% off a new iPhone. Really? More fool you. If you're Christmas shopping online, be scam aware. Marketplaces, social media posts, don't rush into a costly mistake. Shop smart and always use secure payment. Stay merry, stay scam-free this Christmas.
A message brought to you by Isle of Man Bankers Association, Financial Crime Partnership, the Isle of Man Constabulary, and the Cybersecurity Centre for the Isle of Man. For further information, visit csc.gov.im.
Flu season is here.
But never fear, so is the chance to protect yourself. Whether you qualify for a free NHS flu jab or would like a private vaccination for just £20, Kingsley Mooty has made it quick and easy to get protected. Visit Kingsley Mooty on Facebook or call 625 040. Get your flu jab today with Kingsley Mooty.
This is my last will and testament. To my family, I leave years of financial headaches, large legal bills, and the prospect of having to sell our home to pay for it all.
Is that the legacy you choose to leave? Without a proper will and thorough planning, it could happen. Mann Benham Advocates, experiencing wills, probate and estate planning with a friendly service to make sure the future of your loved ones are secure. Don't put it off. Call 639 350 for your free initial consultation with Mann Benham. Here for you.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
On this evening's agenda, we hear some good news from the Manx Utilities Chair about our 25-year-old electricity interconnector. But first, the Extradition Bill 2025 is making its way through the legislative process, and for all